Captain Messrs. P&A Campbell welcome you aboard the paddle ship Devonia. The after deck is reserved for first class passengers, which second class passengers turn right when they board and move forward. When the ship leaves harbour, we shall head southwest down the Bristol Channel and are due to dock at Ilfracombe at 1300 hours, 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving along the gangplank. It's quite safe, but all the rail. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Sir, she says there's a loose river in the starboard paddle box. She's sending a lad up. Would you take a look?
Aye, aye, sir.
This is the last of the passengers.
One more busload and that's it. No sign of them, though.
Oh, yes. That'll be the bunch of shop girls on a jolly. Don't want to set sail without them, do we, Harry boy? Hey?
No, sir. That wouldn't do at all.
Devonia, a three-part serial by Andy Rashley, with John Dutton as Harry, Sophie Thompson as Mercy, and David Thorpe as Wilf. Part 1, The Beano.
And don't dilly-dally on the way. Off went the van with me old man in it. I followed on with my old cotton in it.
Mercy's Journal, Thursday, July the 6th, 1911. Today we had the Jonas and Perks staff outing in honour of the coronation of King George V. Who would have thought Mr. Jonas would close the store for all day? But he did. So I was up at dawn and into town where we all piled onto the Sharaban. Mr. and Mrs. Jonas and Miss Emily, who between you and me, dear diary, think she's a cut above, sat up front by the driver, while the rest of us tumbled and jumbled to get as near the back as we could. And of course, there was Wilf, who must have noticed my new blouse, and how I trimmed my summer bonnet with our best ribbon, Hickney Yard, and poppies from the hayfield. He must have, because I made sure I sat next to him. But he didn't say anything, just got everyone singing. Life and soul of the party, as usual.
Talking of pretty young sweethearts, by God, Merce.
Oh, don't sit on top of me.
He's getting comfy.
Watch your hands, Wilfie.
I can't even see him down there.
You're being more like a wolf than a wolf today.
Oh!
I hope you're going to spend some time with me.
Oh, don't you want to have a laugh with the girls?
Not all day.
Ah, you'll be mooning about the poop deck on the arm of some strapping sailor boy within the hour.
And you know what sailors are.
He just wants out for his wooden leg. Not to mention the pigtail.
Don't be smutty.
Aha, Miss Mercy. And that's what a young lass like thee be going to see for now.
Well, will you stop that?
A little bit of what you fancy.
Oh, what's she looking at?
Oh.
Miss Emily Jonas, stuck-up little madam.
She'll be jealous. Stuck up there with her dull old ma and pa.
Wilf, what about another song?
No, I don't know anymore.
No.
All right. Lily of Laguna.
Right. She's my lady love. She's my love. My lady love. She's the girl.
He says he likes me. Says he likes me lots. Says he's going to be an artist in Paris, and I can go with him if I like. But he doesn't say he wants me to go with him more than anything in the world, though.
I should have guessed you'd be the instigator of that cacophony.
Wilf's got a nice singing voice, Mother.
Emily, your father would be happier if he directed his energies into his work, wouldn't you, Arthur?
Wouldn't I what, dear?
Yeah, what's his name?
Wilf Jameson.
The boy who dresses windows.
He might dress windows now, but he's going to be an artist and live in Paris.
Oh, ideals above his station.
Jameson's Bolton cloth window last Christmas was the finest I've seen.
Bolton cloth?
Even the artist has his place in the great scheme of things. Lest, that is, he falls prey to the temptations of excess or deviance to which they are customarily prone.
Hear that, Emily? Oh. Just the type to fly headlong off the rails.
It's the sea!
Where?
I can't see it!
Through those streams!
Oh, yeah, there it is!
Hooray!
Well, we sail the ocean blue, and our
party is
we're sober men and true.
More's the pity!
We need that sort of talk, Arthur.
Free spirit. No matter, so long as it's only talk.
We ride on the Portsmouth side, we've been here time of play.
breakfast will be served in the first-class dining room as soon as we set sail, if you would like to take your seats. The refreshment room is now open for tea, soft drinks, porridge, smoked haddock or fried ham and egg breakfast. P&A Campbell wishes you a pleasant trip with us today. The forecast is for good weather, but we advise to keep headwear well secured once we get out into the channel. As those of you who have sailed with us before will know, the sea breezes can gust quite strongly at times.
Here, Albert, let me out.
So it won't budge, sir.
Now.
Oh, damn it.
You got that bolt out yet, Harry?
Sheared off.
Well, get the chief up, sir.
I reckon they cut corners on quality when they built her.
Ape of the tar, eh?
Number of paddled steamers coming off the cloud. You'd think they'd have got it right by now.
Harry.
What's up, Gus?
I've just seen our sainted captain in his cabin. He's three sheets to the wind already.
Oh, again?
I don't think he's stopped supping since last night. Which means you best give your first mate due respect today.
Aye, aye, sir.
And get your dress uniform on.
What for?
For our department store owner and his family. You're entertaining them, young Harold.
But you always do that.
Well, I'd best stay on the bridge unless the old man makes a miraculous recovery. So, they're all yours, boy. Including the daughter, who by all accounts is a stunner.
But what do I do?
I keep him happy. Their wish is your command, eh?
No, Gus! Sir! Gus, you can't just drop me in a deep end like this.
Look, smile, be polite. Flirt with the older lady, but not the girl in front of her mother. They'll be easily satisfied. At the Bumpkins, sir, from down your way.
Which department store?
One in Cheltenham. Mr. and Mrs. Jonas are the owners. It's called...
Jonas and Perks.
That's the one.
It would have to be.
Well, you know it.
No.
But I know someone who works there.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach our destination, I feel we ought to curtail our hijinks for the nonce and reflect that the good and respected name of Jonas and Perks is on view, nay, on trial today in the full glare of the public and the unmined awe of future customers.
Oh, no. How much longer is it going to drone on?
Not be much. We're nearly there.
Back in the days when the Empire was the Empire and a man did his duty for God, the Queen, and Mrs. Jonah.
As young sailors on a day jolly from the upholsterers, tenants of company.
Not this story again.
Two gentlemen's double skulls on the river England and set off for a day of fun and frolics. Before I met the good Mrs. Jonas, I hasten to add.
There, that'll be our ship.
It's the only paddle steamer there, so it must be.
How can you tell that it's a paddle steamer?
Because it's got two thumping great paddles inside.
And they go round and round, do they, and make us whiz along?
Well, it burns coal to heat the boilers, and the steam that's generated turns the paddles.
Wilfie, you are so clever.
Oh, but which act like a duck on a treadmill. They churn the water through.
Will,
what?
I'm kidding you on.
I thought you wanted to know.
Sounds like you'll be as boring as Mr. Jonas when you're his age. Ouch! That hurts!
It was meant to.
Ah, we seem to have arrived. One moment, Mr. Driver. I shall cut my homily short.
Oh, no, Mr. Jonas, no.
You would do well to listen carefully, Mr. Jameson.
Yes, Mr. Jameson.
A picture. My surprise and shock when the gentleman in question turned out to be he whom I had tumbled from his perch on the pleasure boat.
Would you believe
it? So, ladies and gentlemen, let us have a safe and enjoyable excursion aboard the paddle ship Devonier, pride of the White Funnel Line.
And she looked a picture, all painted black along the hull and bright white above, brass rails shining in the early morning sun, smoke puffed out from the two gleaming white funnels. People were leaning over the rails, waving at us, couples, families, with picnic hampers, parasols, laughing and joking. Children in smocks and sailor suits running all over. And there, at the top of the gangplank, was an officer, smartly turned out in his blue uniform. An officer. And I knew straight away who it was. Harry Wilkins,
A young man I don't never to see again in my life.
Welcome aboard the Devonia, sir.
May I present my light and guiding star?
Mrs. Jonas, second mate Harold Wilkins, at your service. May I assist you?
Oh, thank you.
And this is our daughter.
May I, Miss Jonas?
I can manage.
Oh, that sea air, Emily.
Smells of dead fish. Who could ever feel the need for alcoholic stimulants when God provides such pure, fresh air?
Quite so, ma'am.
If it's dangerous windy, I'll lose my hat.
Present my greetings to the captain. I should be pleased to pay my respects at the earliest opportunity.
The captain is engaged in important discussions with the first mate at the minute, sir.
Of course, mulling over the tie tables on the bridge, charting the best and safest route.
We're only going down the Bristol Channel, Father.
The sea is a cruel mistress, Emily. Is that not so?
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. There is a private sun deck roped off after the saloon.
Oh.
Everything in good order, Mr. Wilkins?
Aye, aye, sir.
The Captain Francis, I presume.
First mate, sir.
The captain presents his apologies and will pay his respects very soon, he hopes.
We hope.
In the meantime,
if you would like to take your party aft, Mr. Jonas, the steward will bring you some refreshments.
Oh, thank you, young man. You've been very charming, and I hope you'll feel disposed to spend a little time with us through the day.
Well, Mr. Wilkins is at your disposal, madam.
Oh, that's nice, Emily, isn't it? You'll be made amply welcome.
This is the way aft, Emily.
Fordeck, yes, for the hoy for Lord.
How is the old man?
They're lucky to see him this side of Ilfracombe.
Oh.
There, I told you. A bevy of beauties all for you. Ladies, if you'll all head forward.
That way, miss. The saloon will open as soon as we set sail.
Oh, Lord Gus. There she is.
Which one?
Hello, Mercy.
I knew it was you, Harry.
How are you keeping?
I thought you'd walked out to seek your fortune.
I did.
Go round the world, you said.
I got this far. This is Gus, first mate.
Harry said he knew someone from your shop. Didn't know she'd be so pretty.
He wouldn't know pretty in a million years.
When's the bar open, son?
If you'd move along, please, Mercy. We're hindering embarkation.
If you care to hear news from home, you'll know where to find me. Come on, Wilf.
Aye, aye. Don't want to hinder embarkation more than needs must, old salt.
Cast off aft! Cast off aft, sir! Cast off forward! Cast off forward, sir! All clear of the key, sir!
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Francis and his crew welcome you aboard P&A Campbell's paddle steamer, Devonian. Our estimated time of arrival at Ilfracombe is 1300 hours, which is 1 o'clock this afternoon. The refreshment rooms and bars are now open. Breakfast in the first-class dining room will continue to be served for the next 2 hours. We wish you all a pleasant trip.
So the stuffed tailor's dummy is just a lad you were at school with?
Yes.
Why have you been bright pink ever since you saw him, then?
The sea breeze brings out the colour in all of us.
Ah.
Wolf, will you stop here?
It's not as though he's that good-looking, like me. Well, agree with me, then.
Well, I suppose you're quite pretty in a carroty, freckly sort of a way.
You staying up here with the girls?
For the moment.
So I fetch you a lemonade?
He's nobody. Just someone from my village.
I wasn't asking. Not interested in your old beau, thank you very much.
I didn't know he'd be here. That's why I didn't say anything.
I can get you something stronger than a lemonade, if you like.
It's not 8 o'clock yet.
Right. Time for a quick beer in the bar with the lads.
But they won't be serving yet.
Very soon.
Wilfred.
What?
Don't go getting into any mischief now.
She's got a pair of twin-cylinder compound diagonal engines, Mr. Jonas, which give us a maximum speed of 18 knots.
18 knots, Emily, do you hear that?
I want to go back outside.
She's 640 tons, you say?
641.
Mm-hmm. It's rather close down here, Arthur.
And 245 feet long. Now, how wide would you say she is?
29 feet in the beam.
Beam, that's the word. Hear that, Emily? Beam's the word.
I'm not feeling well.
Listen to those engines throbbing, pumping. Feel that power.
I'm taking Emily on deck, dear.
She's looking a trifle queer.
Yes. No place for a white woman down here, eh, Wilkins?
It's nice how you can see Wales over there, and England this way.
Do you want a proper drink yet, Merce?
No, thanks. I wonder if there's a moment when you're crossing the English Channel that you can see both England and France.
Oh, I should think so. It's not that far.
Paris. Ooh, sounds ever so romantic. Are you going to learn French before you go?
My painting will be a universal language. I'll have no need of words.
Oh, don't talk rot, Wilfie.
Who says it's rot? I'll go and see if they're pulling pints yet.
I doubt it.
Then I'll come back and talk even more rot.
Noble calling the Merchant Marine, Mr. Wilkins. Oh, yes, but have you never dreamt of serving on one of His Majesty's ironclads?
I am on the Royal Naval Reserve, sir.
Of course you are. You have grasped the nettle of a life that's red in tooth and claw. Manliness in action.
Sir?
You'd have been in your element in the Scouting Movement. We take young boys and strip away the epaulettes of idleness to deck them with stripes of chivalry, patriotism, personal hygiene, and self-reliance. Why did we fare so badly against the Boers? Our boys were not men. They were not prepared, Mr. Wilkins. So never again, we say. Never again. Ah, that is the Devonshire coast to larboard, is it not?
Yes, sir. You can see the edge of Exmoor.
Then I shall go and describe the view to my wife and daughter. Oh, perhaps you will join me and give me the benefit of your expert knowledge, Mr. Wilkins.
I am at your disposal all day, Mr. Jones.
I know that will please my wife. And, of course, my daughter. Her name's Emily, you know?
Mrs. Jones.
Oh, good. Emily. Good, good, good.
I could see Harry, stiff as a ramrod, chatting away with Mr. Jonas. Yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir. Showing off to Emily Jonas. Little Miss jumped up. Doesn't mean anything at all, a uniform. If they only knew why Harry Wilkins had run here in the first place. Anyone else would have had the gumption to at least have joined the French Foreign Legion. But not stick-in-the-mud Harry. He'd never have taken me to Paris, like Wilf's going to. Alfred? Is that you, Wilf?
Here.
Ah! Lady John.
Be quiet.
What are you doing down here?
Same as you, I expect.
I saw you come down here.
Ah, I was looking for a quiet corner.
This is quiet enough. Kiss me. I can't be away long. Mummy will miss me.
Mummy might have to get used to that, mightn't she?
Oh, she might well. When should we go to Paris?
Your father will cut you off without a penny.
No, I can twist him round my little finger.
We'd be poor there.
No, we won't. You'll make a fortune.
We'd have to live in a garret, eat bread and cheese and Van Ordinaire.
Caviar, truffles and champagne.
And I'll be in my studio from dawn till dusk.
And I'll have a salon to entertain the poets and the composers of Paris while you become famous as the Englishman paints.
Will you stay by me even if it takes years to earn so much as a sou?
It won't take years. You're too clever for that. Wilfie? That little mousy girl.
Oh, all girls look mousy next to you.
The one that works in millinery.
What about her?
Mercy. That's her name.
Oh, I can't place her.
You were sitting next to her on the shower bag.
Oh, that one? Mousy Mercy from millinery.
Are you walking out with her?
Hello? Is that someone down there? Hello there. Whoever it is, these quarters are...
I'm sorry, I was just showing Miss Jonas below decks.
These are crew's quarters. Did you not see the sign on the companionway?
No, Mr. Wilkins, we didn't.
Oh, feeling better now, Miss Jonas?
Yes, thank you. And I'll be obliged if you didn't mention this to my mother. Excuse me, please.
Yes, excuse us. Pip-pip, old thing. Oh, careful now, Miss Jonas. So sloppy, leaving bits of old rope everywhere.
A Have you seen Emily, Arthur?
Perhaps she's taking a turn around the deck with Mr. Wilkins.
I think not.
He'd be a catch for her. Fine, upstanding young fellow. Ship's officer, see? Organized mind, trained to command. Just what a good manager needs.
I think her eye has fallen elsewhere.
Anyone I know?
Oh, yes.
Not Tommy Redpath, lad?
No.
Pity, that could mean Egyptian cotton at cost price.
She needs a firm hand if she's to take on her responsibilities at Jonas and Perks.
There are plenty of red-blooded young fellows about, but not many sound enough to carry the baton safely to the Tape. Perhaps I could have an encouraging word in Mr. Wilkins' ear.
Oh, don't do that, Arthur.
Only when we'd nearly landed at Ilfracombe did Harry Wilkins deign to grace us with his presence in second class. He even tried to chatter away about old times, like if he cared.
Has my sister moved in at the farm, Mercy?
So you write to her?
Well, I wrote when Mother died, but she didn't reply.
Are you surprised?
I tried to explain what happened.
Everyone in the village knows what happened. You'd not be welcome back.
I know.
They all loved your pa.
Oh, of course they did.
There are some who want to set the police after you and bring you back and put you on trial.
Mercy, can I explain what happened?
I'll not tell them I saw you, Harry. And I doubt your captain knows about what you did. I could tell him, but I won't.
Why did you not write back to me?
Where to? You've gone round the world. Well, maybe I didn't want to write to you.
I understand. I'll get back to my duties.
Looking after Miss Emily Jonas.
We'll be in Ilfracombe soon, and you can all go ashore for your picnic.
Good. It's getting a bit rough.
That's because we're heading into the swell which makes the ship pitch. Mercy.
That's my name.
You know I loved you.
Yeah, well, just as well we both grew out of that nonsense.
Did we?
I did. I'm not your daft little Mercy from the village anymore, Harry. I've changed.
So have I.
I might be the one to go round the world, see? I've made new friends now. You been to France, Harry? No. Well, then. Over here, Wilf!
Is that one of your new friends?
He might be. He might be a special friend.
Mind your step as we go ashore, Emily. We don't want any accidents.
Stop fussing, Mother.
The weather should hold for you, Mrs. Jonas.
Indeed, sir. I think your nautical instinct is correct. And on our return journey, perhaps the captain...
We didn't want to burden you, sir. Did we, Mr. Wilkins?
No, sir.
But Captain Francis spent some time out east.
Yeah, and he's suffering from a resurgence of something he picked up in the tropics.
Dear me.
River fever. That's it.
Is it catching?
Only on rivers. In Africa.
Well, clearly a lifelong burden.
Oh, very much so, Mrs. Jonas.
I have some Sloane's liniment.
I'm sure the captain is in good hands. Now, come along, Emily. Mind your step, my dear.
Enjoy your picnic, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wilkins.
And you, miss?
I can manage perfectly well.
Until 3 o'clock, sir.
3 o'clock on the dot. My staff all know. On pain of dismissal.
I think we're going to get away with it.
Until Mr. Jonas writes his thank you letter to head office.
Sufficient unto the day, Harry, is the evil thereof.
Hey, look, right.
Melissa,
you focus on your nose.
Another slice of bakewell, Arthur.
Hi, Jinx, and no mistake going on over there.
Arthur?
No, thank you, my dear.
Emily?
Do you want to make me fat like a shop girl, Mother?
Emily, what do you think of our strapping young naval officer?
Arthur,
I do my best not to think of him.
I find him a pleasant young man.
Then take him on scout camp.
Don't be tart, Emily. And drink your tea, Arthur.
Oh, yes. The cup that cheers, but does not...
Here we go.
Look at him now.
The young people do seem to be enjoying themselves.
Not all of us.
Bit of a card, young Jameson. Seems to be up to circus tricks.
Is he?
Harmless fun, juggling with eggs, clowning about, I don't know.
Don't stand up there, Louis.
A spunky lad like that shouldn't be playing the fool like a half-trained chimpanzee. He should be leading paper chases through the woods, singing round a campfire.
Oh, it's a bit warm for a campfire here.
What's he up to now?
He's walking on his hands. Really?
Pour your father more tea.
Like a performing monkey. Dear me, he's taking his shirt off.
Oh, yes.
Well, it looks as though the circus act is over.
Not before time.
Dear, it's 2:30 already. Perhaps a gentle stroll before re-embarkation.
That's a good idea, Papa. I'll meet you back at the ship.
Emily, wait for us. You must wander off on your own.
At last, I got Wilf to myself. But when there's just the two of us, all the fun drains out of him and he doesn't say much. Can't seem to say what he feels for me.
They're nice, aren't they?
Who are?
The girls. And the lads, of course. It's just that I can't imagine working at Jonas and Perks all my life. Like some of them will. Can I take your arm, Wilf?
Oh, of course. Sorry.
We will go to Paris soon, won't we? Won't we?
Here. What's the big secret between you and Sailor Boy, Merce?
There's no big secret.
He loved you and ran away to sea because you turned him down for the squire's son.
We haven't got a squire in our village.
He didn't like me.
Perhaps he does still hold a candle for me. Perhaps he thinks I haven't got a bow. It's not surprising. I spent most of the journey here waiting for you to pay me a little...
Look who's walking this way.
Oh, no, not her.
Having fun, are we?
We were.
Miss Jonas, what a surprise.
It's Mercy, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Jonas.
Mercy from Millinery. Fancy me remembering that.
Fancy?
Please don't let us delay you.
Oh, we are walking in the same direction.
We don't mind you tagging along, if you like.
Well, that means we ought to get back. C'est nécessaire pour les paysans, mais pas pour la bourgeoisie. Or should that be la bourgeoisie, Mercy from Millinery?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't speak French?
Emily, stop.
Miss Jonas, please, Jameson. We are in company. I do love all things Francaise, especially Paris. Have you ever been?
I'm going back to the ship. It wouldn't do to be late.
Merce, wait. What was all that for, Em?
It's time you made up your mind, Wilfred. You can't have it both ways.
Have you seen my daughter since we came back on board, Mr. Wilkins?
I believe she's taking some rest in the shade with your wife.
Ah, good. She's a spirited girl, you know. Needs a strong husband who'll keep her in check.
If you say so, sir.
This German band we picked up in Ilfracombe. What on earth were they doing there, Wilkins? Spying for the Kaiser?
They come from Gloucester, sir.
Oh, so they're not German.
Oh, no, sir. But the style is that of a German band.
I see. That is why they wear German costumes.
To enhance the illusion, sir.
Ah. Wedded to the sea, are you, Wilkins?
I like my job, sir.
You're not the sort of chap who take to working in a department store or running one, as I do.
Oh, with no disrespect to you, sir. No, sir. Not for the world.
Heard as much. Nothing is ever as it should be, Wilkins. German band from Gloucester. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Emily? I thought you dozed off. Did you meet anyone on your walk?
A couple of the shop girls.
Your father only wants what's best for you.
Does he?
His dearest wish is that Jonas and Perks stays in safe hands when we're gone.
I'll look after it. On my own, if need be.
If it's yours to look after.
Of course he'll leave it to me.
Not necessarily. He's not a man for new ideas. He believes a woman's place is by her husband's side.
Then allow me to choose my own husband.
All your father's life has been dedicated to the creation of Jonas and Perks. He would not risk its future in any but the safest hands. Tommy Redpath's son seems a reliable lad. Your father would not approve of anyone less responsible.
Has he said that?
If you find the right man, Jonas and Perks will be yours. If not, who knows? I think it my duty as a mother to share such wisdom with you, Emily.
Wilf didn't so much as speak to me after we got back on board. But how could he expect me to stand by and watch him flirt with Miss Emily Jonas? So I watched the sea go by, and the gulls and porpoises, and waved at the fishermen in their rickety little boats, until Harry came by for his proper talk.
Your friend Wilson, lovely chap?
Yes, isn't he?
Yes, I...
If you want to pass judgment on my new friends, then don't bother. I'm not interested in your opinion one way or the other.
I wanted to talk about when I left the village.
Oh, you mean there's another side to the story?
Yes, there is.
We all know what happened. Your father drowned. You could have saved him, and you didn't.
No, Mercy.
Then why'd you leave without so much as a goodbye? Didn't even stay for the funeral, as I recall.
I couldn't save him. I ran for help as fast as I could.
Well, you should have stopped to drag him out of the water.
You don't understand.
No, I don't. And nobody back home does, neither. Oh, I don't know how you can live with your conscience, Harry.
I did what I thought was best, Mercy. And no one has a right to say I didn't.
Emily!
What are you doing looking about here?
Where have you been the past hour?
Resting. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To powder my nose.
Shall I see you below decks in a few minutes? Harry the Seahawk's not about.
No.
Come on.
I'm not in the mood.
Harris will put you in the mood, won't it?
Will Mousy be tagging along?
Oh, she doesn't mean anything.
Spend a lot of time in her company.
I've made my mind up.
So have I.
Then that's it, then.
You don't know what I've decided.
I can see it in your eyes, ma chérie.
Here, watch this.
What are you doing?
Celebrating.
Get down from there.
I'm blonding, walking across the Niagara Falls.
If you're going to make an exhibition of yourself, let me pass.
Emmy, just think.
Well, be walking along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air. You'll hear the girls declare.
Careful. You leaving like that killed your mother.
She had my sister to look after her.
You broke her heart, Harry. Everyone said you were the double of your pa. She lost the both of you.
I was never like him. Let me tell you what happened.
You were a coward, Harry.
No, Mercy. Listen to me, boy.
What's that?
Run overboard!
No, no.
There! Hey, look, oh, my God, the paddle! It's
there's blood in the water.
Stop and turn!
Will!
Can't hear you. Must have banged his head. No, pull my boots off while I get his jacket under. Pull him off.
Are you going to save him?
Pull!
There!
Get that lifebelt and throw it as far as you can.
Harry, you can't go in. Wait till it's clear and the paddle.
He may not make it, Master Paddle.
Harry! Wilf must have hit the side of the ship as he fell in, because you could see the blood pouring from a cut on the back of his head. They stopped the engine, but his body was still drifting face down toward the paddle. Harry came to the surface right next to him, turned him over, and kicked them both away from the paddle casing. The crew threw a big net over the side of the ship, and by the time Harry got them safe to it, Wilf, with a little help, was conscious enough to scramble aboard.
You had a lucky escape there, young man.
Yes, Mr. Jonas.
Keep still now.
Thanks to the prompt action of Mr. Wilkins here.
Any of the crew would have done the same.
Ouch!
We must clean this cut thoroughly. Emily, hold that ball steady. I could if the ship stayed still.
There's another blanket each.
Harry?
I'll go and change now, if you'll all excuse me.
You do that, brave young man.
I don't see this gentleman's clothes drying in time.
I'll be all right.
I've got a spare jumper and trousers should fit.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkins. Beyond the call of duty indeed.
Yes, thanks.
Don't move your head.
Ow!
Come on, Harry, let's get you dry.
Excuse me.
I'll bring those spare clothes, Mr. Jonas.
You'll be mentioned in dispatches, mark my words.
So, Jameson, what on earth were you up to, falling into the sea like that? Fooling about, were you, doing your circus tricks on the rail?
I can't really remember, Mr. Jonas.
That'll be a direct result of the blow on your head.
He was tightrope walking on the ship's rail.
Have you been drinking?
Just one glass of beer all day. Oh,
the first fitful step on the Primrose Path.
He was trying to impress some girl.
Up there? On the ship's rail?
Showing us up like that. What will people think now? That Jonas and Perks employ drunkards? If I were my husband, I'd send you packing.
No, no. Remember his Bolton Trough window last Christmas, dear?
Send me packing if you like. We'll be on our way soon anyway. And we'll raise more than one glass to you in Paris, won't we?
Who will?
Us.
What are you both talking about?
Tell them.
He's deluded, Mother. Shall I tell you what happened? I was going below decks when Jameson accosted me in an over-familiar way. I guess he'd been drinking because he talked about whisking me off to Paris and living in some rat-infested attic while he painted pictures.
Is that so, Jameson?
No!
He made improper advances.
You did what?
Why are you saying all this, Em?
Miss Jonas to you, young man.
In fact, I don't think I can bear him in my sight. Excuse me.
Henry?
It's not true, sir.
And why should my daughter lie, Mr. Jameson?
Well, you better ask her.
Oh, no. When it comes down to Bolton Trough or my daughter's reputation, I know where my heart lies. First thing tomorrow morning in my office, you'll be given a week's wages and no reference, sir. No reference at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Messrs. P&A Campbell, thank you for sailing with us on the Devonia. We hope that you enjoyed your trip and that we will see you again. All the crew wish you a safe journey home and Godspeed.
Mind your step, ladies. Hold on to the rail if you would.
Sir, you and your crew have served us well. I shall write to my good friend, Mr. Peter Campbell, to that effect.
A pleasure, sir.
And that some have served with honor, Mr. Wilkins.
Thank you, ma'am.
Perhaps you could pass this bottle of Sloane's liniment to the captain. It may prevent a recurrence of his little problem.
I will, ma'am.
Take your mother's arm, Emily. I'm sure Mr. Wilkins doesn't want another swim today.
Don't give that to the old man, Harry. He'll probably drink it.
Harry.
Goodbye, Mercy.
Can you spare a moment?
Be careful on the gangplank there, ladies. Gentlemen.
Harry, I wanted to say something.
Have a nice trip home, Mercy.
Oh, just a quick word before we go.
Do you want permission to go ashore, Mr. Wilkins?
Yes, yes. Yes, he does.
5 minutes.
Move along, please, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming this way.
I'm sorry about those things I said. About you not being brave.
I did what I had to do.
In my eyes, it makes up for what happened with your pa.
Does it?
You're a good man.
You liked my dad, didn't you?
Everyone liked him. He gave me piggybacks and that.
Oh, yeah. Great lad, Dick Wilkins. On the farm. Down the white horse. Always good for a laugh. Then he'd come home when the cider had done its work, and if me and my sister weren't around to leather, he'd take it out of my mouth. We'd hear the voices, and then the slaps, and the fist would go in. Then, you know.
I didn't.
By the time you and I were walking out together, he got a bit chary of trying it on with me. So that day fishing, he got a few dinner time. And started on about what he'd been up to with other ladies, like man to man with his son. I didn't say... I didn't know what to say. But being in his cups and showing off, he slipped and he fell and he hit his head on the rock. So I looked at him and I thought of my mum as he lay there in the water, still as a pike. And he didn't move.
I got out the boat and ran. And then I walked back to the village for, you know, Elfinaf.
Could you have saved him?
I'll never know. No, I couldn't have saved him.
Thank you for telling me.
They're very far off. Maybe if I'm in Cheltenham, I'll come and buy a hat.
Well, I won't be there.
Oh, off in your travels?
I hope so. I must be off then. Bye-bye, Harry.
Bye. Bon voyage. Is that what they say?
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Safe trip, Mercy.
She's the girl for sitting at the dream. She's the only girl I know.
All the way home, Wilf sat next to me, holding my hand, quiet as a mouse, wearing Harry's old jumper. Funny how Harry used to talk about going into Gloucester for the day like it was some great adventure. That's not Wilf's way at all. He's got wonderful romantic dreams of travelling the world. Paris, Rome. He's even talked about a painter who went to Tahiti on the other side of the world. And wherever he goes, I'll go with him. Oh, it's getting late, dear diary, and I'm tired. But I know I'm part of his dream, and we're destined to spend the rest of our lives together. And that is what is meant to be.
Was part one of Devonia by Andy Rashley. Harry was played by John Dateen and Mercy by Sophie Thompson. Wilf was played by David Thorpe, Mr. Jonas by David Allister, Mrs. Jonas by Tessa Worsley, Emily by Tilly Gaunt, Gus by Stephen Critchlow, and the Sailor by Harry Myers. Devonia was directed by Cherry Cookson.